Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Sure Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebewing. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Sure Family Pharmacy. Are you sure? And so far this season, Michiganders have had some big snowfalls, nothing too crazy, but enough inches have fallen to require snow removal. Hopefully everyone is staying safe out there while shoveling snow. Remember, take it slow and keep your shovel low. In addition to keeping safety tips in mind for your health, it's also important to keep snow removal laws in mind. Of course, it's the kind that neighborly thing to do to shovel the snow from your sidewalk, but it's also the law. If you'd like to avoid tickets and fines this winter, here's what you need to know about snow removal laws in Michigan. While Michigan doesn't have a statewide law that determines how much time you have to shovel snow from your sidewalks, most local ordinances give you 24 hours after snowfall ends. If you don't remove the snow within 24 hours, you could receive a violation notification that gives you one more day before you receive a ticket and or a fine. Also, keep in mind where you pile that snow when shoveling. Michigan does have a code that prohibits the obstruction of safety vision by removal of deposit of snow or ice or slush. Basically, this means don't pile your snow up at the end of your driveway where it can reduce visibility for other vehicles to see you. And finally, while there is no exact statewide law on when you can or cannot use your snowblower, most places have local noise ordinances. Quiet hours in Michigan typically run from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. So just don't start snow blowing before 7 o'clock in the morning. And when a Tuscola County Election Commission met yesterday, they did not approve the language on proposed recall petitions for three Caro City Council members. Recall petitions were filed for Karen Snyder, who is the Caro City Mayor, and for Councilmember Emily Campbell. The recall petition language for each of these office holders was not approved by the election committee, which consists of Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, Tuscola's Treasurer Ashley Bennett, and Tuscola's Probate Family Court Judge Nancy Thane. They each determined the language on the proposed recall petition was not clear and or not factual. The recall sponsor has 10 days to appeal the decision of the election commission, according to Fetting. And Huntington Beach informed the Frankenmuth Police Department and the Frankenmuth Chamber of Commerce that fake $100 bills are circulating, as well as some $50 bills. Several local businesses have deposited fake $100 bills over the past 2 weeks. The appearance of the fake bills is described as an older style bill with a texture that feels a bit thicker than real currency. A distinguishing feature is that the bills have a small logo or face in the center, which likely means poor quality security imitation. These bills are passing the iodine pen taste, but they are failing when they go through the verification at the financial institutions. The Frankenmuth Police Department Chief Don Maurer urges businesses and consumers to make sure to check the security features built into money. Real currency has security threads, color shifting ink, and watermarks. When in doubt, refuse the bill. If you suspect you received counterfeit money or witness someone attempting to pass it, notify a store manager and the police by calling 911. And when we come back after the Sure Health sponsor message, we'll get to our regional news.
Dr. Liz Milligan is one of our latest providers to join the Sure Health team and has now seen patients in Bad Axe. So, Dr. Milligan, why is family medicine so important to achieve better health?
To me, family medicine is their patient's first person that they go to with anything, and they have that relationship with them, they trust them. Family medicine physicians are in that unique role where they can care for the whole family and support the family, and it really just allows them to take care of patients in a different way. When you know their brother and their sister and their parents and their kids and their grandkids, and you get the whole picture. And that's really what I view myself as a physician, is taking care of the whole picture, the whole patient. So I think family medicine just uniquely allows me to do that.
Make your appointment today with Dr. Liz Milligan at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. You can learn more about Dr. Liz Milliken by going to sure.org. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, and looking at our regional news, in Iona County, Michigan, a Lake Odessa man suffered life-threatening injuries when his car was hit by a train yesterday. Deputies responded to the crash at 4:40 p.m. near the intersection of Huddle Road and Jordan Lake Street in Odessa Township near Grand Rapids. The 20-year-old man was driving north on Huddle Road when his car was struck by an eastbound train, the sheriff's office stated. The man was airlifted from the scene by AeroMed and taken to Corwell Health Butterworth Hospital with life-threatening injuries. He was the only person in the car. The crash remains under investigation, deputies said. And that's been your local and regional news, which you can get the full stories of, along with your obituaries and weather, right here by visiting thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sure Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Sure Family Pharmacy. Are you sure?